Good morning, and welcome to the May 14th, 2025 edition of Champaign County Today. My name is Lori Talkington for the Illinois Radio Reader, and today's date is Wednesday, May 14th, 2025. Top of the front page today is the swearing-in of the newly elected village president of Sydney, this article by Ann Roten. The Village of Sydney Board of Trustees met on Monday, May 5th, in the Sydney Community Building meeting room at 7 p.m. Village of Sydney President Jason Arrowsmith brought the meeting to order at 7 p.m. following the recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance by all in attendance. Village of Sydney President Jason Arrowsmith then stated that he would give the floor to Village of Sydney Clerk Ashley Reinhardt to swear in newly elected Village of Sydney President John Finn, who would then run the meeting. Village of Sydney President John Finn was sworn in by Village of Sydney Clerk Ashley Reinhardt. Finn then asked the three Village of Sydney Board Trustees, whose terms had just expired, who were sitting in the audience if, with some changes that he would make, they still wanted to serve on the Village of Sydney Board of Trustees. All three of them acknowledged that they would like to continue to serve, and President Finn said that they would then appoint Matt Laurent, Tyler Bickers, and Dan Gattican into office as trustees. A motion from Trustee Leroy Schluter, seconded by Trustee Brett Harris, to appoint Dan Gattican to a 2-year term and Matt Laurent and Tyler Bickers to 4-year terms as Village of Sydney Board of Trustees meetings. The motion carried following President Finn's appointment. Village of Sydney Clerk Ashley Reinhardt then swore Matt Laurent, Tyler Bickers, and Dan Gattican into office. President John Finn asked if there was any public comment. There was no comment, and Finn moved on to ask for approval of the Monday, April 7th, regular and executive session. Wednesday, April 16th, special and executive session. Wednesday, April 23rd, special session. And Wednesday, April 30th, special and executive session meeting minutes. A motion from Trustee Leroy Schluter, seconded by Tyler Bickers, to approve the Monday, April 17th, regular and executive session, and Wednesday, April 30th, special and executive session meeting minutes then carried. A motion from Trustee Dan Gattican, seconded by Trustee Matt Laurent, to approve the Wednesday, April 16th, special and executive session meeting minutes, carried. Trustee Leroy Schluter abstained from this vote. A motion from Trustee Tyler Bickers, seconded by Dan Gattican, to approve the Wednesday, April 23rd, special meeting minutes, carried. Voting to approve the minutes were Trustees Donna Hooker, Tyler Bickers, and Dan Gattican, as well as Village President John Finn, Trustees Brett Harris, Leroy Schluter, and Matt Laurent abstained from the vote. Village of Sydney President John Finn began his comments by reporting that he wanted to get new building codes adopted and that he will get a list of codes to Village of Sydney Clerk Ashley Reinhardt for the board to deal with at the June 2nd Board of Trustees meeting. President Finn stated that he would like to get a Zoning Board of Appeals set up. He reported that, as concerns the village maintenance team, if there is a problem with a Sydney resident, he will deal with it and talk to them first, rather than a member of the maintenance team. President Finn also wants to know more about the ballpark as far as teams go. For example, are they local teams or are they travel teams? President Finn concluded his comments by asking about the approval of the use of Village of Sydney barricades for the Monday, May 12th Sydney Fire Department open house. It was decided that barricades would be provided and that a motion and vote was not needed. Village of Sydney attorney Mark Miller had nothing to report. Sydney maintenance employee Eric Osterburr reported that the trees were planted and well-placed and that the downtown light strings that need to be replaced or repaired had been looked at. Board trustee and finance chair Donna Hooker gave the finance report. She asked Village of Sydney treasurer Ashley Reinhardt if there were any additional bills and was told that there were none. A motion from Trustee Hooker, seconded by Trustee Tyler Bickers, to pay all of the monthly bills for April, with no additions, carried. Finance Chair Hooker entertained discussion concerning putting $150,000 of village money into a certificate of deposit and provided two CD options. A motion from Trustee Hooker, seconded by Trustee Brett Harris, to put $150,000 from the village checking account into a 12-month CD at 4.15% interest, and that motion carried. Trustee Hooker then stated that she would like to get flowers to plant in the downtown area pots and hanging baskets before Memorial Day, if possible. A motion from Trustee Tyler Bickers, seconded by Trustee Dan Gattikin, to spend up to $1,000 on flowers for the flower pots and hanging baskets in the downtown area, carried. Sydney Board Trustee and Streets and Alleys Chair Dan Gattikin had no report. Sydney Board Trustee and Water and Drainage Chair Brett Harris also had no report. Trustee Leroy Schluter asked if the area of an Illinois American water leak in the downtown area was ever going to be cleaned up and fixed under water and drainage projects. Discussion amongst President Finn and the trustees ensued, and President John Finn suggested the possibility of the Village of Sydney refurbishing the area and sending Illinois American Water a bill. Trustee and Water and Drainage Chair Brett Harris stated that he will reach out to Illinois American Water and ask if the Village of Sydney can refurbish the area and send them a bill if they do not have time to do the job. Village of Sydney Board Trustee and Public Property Chair Tyler Bickers reported that building permit number 800 had been issued for a shed on Wilsey Lane, that building permit number 801 had been issued for a fence at a Sydney residence, and that one permit at a cost of $25 had been issued for a chicken coop. Trustee Bickers asked that Victory Park parking be added to the Village of Sydney Board of Trustees' June 2nd meeting agenda under public property. Board Trustee and Parks and Rec Chair Matt Laurent had no report. Trustee Leroy Schluter reported that the Witt Park ballpark sign is not looking very good under Parks and Recreation discussion and asked if there was a scouting group in town needing a project that could possibly fix up the sign as a group project. Parks and Rec Chair Matt Laurent suggested possibly replacing the sign with a metal sign. No decision was made. Village of Sydney Board Trustee and Community Development Chair Leroy Schluter reported that he will have the Village of Sydney website webmaster update the village website with contact information and term expirations for the new Village of Sydney President and Board Trustees, along with the Village of Sydney's employees' names and their contact information. Additionally, Trustee Schluter thanked Jason Arrowsmith for his time as Village of Sydney president and his time through the years of serving as a Village of Sydney trustee, and stated that he hopes that Arrowsmith will run again for office when there is an opening. Jason thanked Leroy for his comments. A lengthy discussion concerning the approval of having a time clock took place under new and old business. It was reported that the village has one that is not being used and that they should possibly set it up at the Village of Sydney maintenance building to see how it works and go from there. Clerk Ashley Reinhardt was also asked to get more information on some different clock-in systems. Discussion concerning a dangerous tree at 202 East Main Street took place under new and old business. Village of Sydney Clerk Ashley Reinhart reported that she had sent a letter to the property owners about the tree and asked what they intended to do about it. President Finn then asked a woman who had not been in attendance at the meeting when public comment was asked for if she had anything that she wanted to talk about. Sydney Shepherd introduced herself, apologized for being late, and thanked Sydney President John Finn for giving her the opportunity to speak. Sydney Shepherd is the state organizer in Illinois for Energy Builders and reported that she would like to work with the Bay Wa RE Solar Farm east of Sydney to find some community benefits for Sydney, such as them paying for something that the village needs. Trustee Leroy Schluter stated that if she was going to work with the Bay Wa RE Solar Farm east of Sydney, that he would like her to find some community benefit monies from them to help build the Sydney Veterans Memorial. President John Finn thought that was a good idea, and the Sydney Witt Park Ballpark was also brought up as a possible benefactor. Trustee Leroy Schluter stated that if she was going to work with the Bay Wa RE Solar Farm east of Sydney, that he would like her to find some community benefit monies from them to help build the Sydney Veterans Memorial. President John Finn thought that was a good idea, and the Sydney Witt Park Ballpark was also brought up as a possible benefactor. President John Finn brought the meeting to adjournment at 7:59 p.m. following a motion from Leroy Schluter, seconded by Tyler Bickers. The next regular monthly meeting of the Village of Sydney Board of Trustees will take place on Monday, June 2nd at 7 p.m. in the Sydney Community Building, located at 211 East Main Street in Sydney. All monthly meetings, unless otherwise posted, are held in the Sydney Community Building meeting room. Next up on today's front page, you're invited to discover the power of butterflies with Dr. Paul Switzer, who will be speaking on urban conservation. Everyone is invited to an educational presentation hosted by the Illinois Extension Master Naturalist Program featuring Dr. Paul Switzer, professor of biology at Eastern Illinois University and founder of the Urban Butterfly Initiative. The event, scheduled for May 19th from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Champaign County Extension Auditorium, will highlight innovative ways to connect people with nature and promote environmental stewardship in an increasingly urban and digital world. Switzer will share the story behind the Urban Butterfly Initiative, a nonprofit organization that he founded in 2018. The initiative uses butterflies to spark interest in conservation, science education, and community building across central Illinois. Through vibrant gardens, public outreach, and collaborative projects, the organization transforms everyday spaces into havens for biodiversity and learning. Attendees will learn how butterflies are more than just pollinators. They're catalysts for change, education, and community connection. Whether you're a longtime naturalist or simply curious about enhancing our local environment, the presentation offers practical insights and a hopeful vision for the future. Switzer earned his doctorate from the University of California, Davis, and has authored over 60 research and teaching publications. He also founded the Grand Prairie Butterfly Club in 2003 and remains a passionate advocate for grassroots conservation. Don't miss this opportunity to be inspired and empowered to bring nature back into our lives, one butterfly at a time. For more information and to register for this event, which is once again on May 19th, which is a Monday, from 7 to 8 p.m., you can go to their website, which is go.illinois.edu, and look for the link to Urban Butterflies. Moving on, we have more news from Sydney, courtesy of Ann Roten. The Sydney American Legion Post 433 will hold their next monthly meeting at the Post Home, located at 221 South David Street in downtown Sydney, on Monday, May 19th at 6 p.m. Prospective new members are always welcome and encouraged to attend. All monthly meetings, unless otherwise posted, are held at the Post Home on South David Street. The American Legion Memorial Day program will take place the following Monday on May 26th at 10 a.m. at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Sydney. At the service, there will have both a cannon and rifle salute. The Eastern Illinois Food Bank Foodmobile travels to Sydney every month to serve those in need of food assistance. They park at the Sydney Community Building at 211 East Main Street in Sydney the first Tuesday of every month from 12:30 to 1 p.m. The next Tuesday they will be in Sydney is Tuesday, June 3rd, and everyone can visit the food bank website at eifoodbank.org for more information. Be sure to mark your calendars for this year's Sydney Fun Days, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, July 25th and 26th. Have a wonderful week. From Ann Roten. Next up, we have The Night Sky by David Leakey. He is the retired director of the Starkle Planetarium at Parkland College and co-founder of the Champaign-Urbana Astronomical Society. Today's column covers the night sky from May 14th to May 20th. So, according to Dr. Leakey, we're past full moon now, meaning the early evening sky is dark and free of moonlight. It's a good time to go outside and do a little stargazing. You can find the Big Dipper nearly straight up in our evening sky. Extend your pointer finger and trace the curve of the Dipper handle southward to the orange star Arcturus, the fourth brightest star in our sky. If you keep tracing this arc further south, you'll find the bluish star Spica. Each is a part of their own constellation, Arcturus in Bootis, the herdsman, and Spica in Virgo, the maiden. If you poke an imaginary hole in the bowl of our Dipper so that the water drains out towards the southwest, you'll find a star pattern in the shape of a backwards question mark. This is the face and mane of Leo, the lion. The star Regulus is situated at the base of the question mark shape. Note the position of Mars near the question mark. The planet will seem to get closer each night as it moves eastward in its orbit. So keep an eye on it. Next up, the Sydney Community Library needs you. The Sydney Community Library currently has 3 open Board of Trustees seats. We are looking for interested residents of Sydney to fill these positions. In order to provide quality library service, the library requires a working team of informed library staff and Board of Trustees members. It's crucial that each person appointed to the board be willing to perform the duties of a trustee. Trustees are elected public officials and receive no payment for their work. The Board of Trustees is composed of 7 members who are elected by the voters of the Village of Sydney. Terms vary, and a trustee may be appointed to fill an unexpired term until the next election. The board will actively seek applicants to fill any vacancy that occurs. Prospective library trustees should be aware of the following criteria, which will be used by other board members in evaluating candidates for vacant positions. A trustee must 1. Be available the first Monday of every other month at 6 p.m. to attend board meetings. And number 2. Commit the time that is necessary to carry out the duties of a trustee. These include time to become and stay knowledgeable about public library issues, to attend board meetings, and to carry out board assignments. New members must be genuinely interested in public libraries and understand the importance of public libraries in meeting the educational, recreational, and informational needs of the community. Trustees must understand the local community, its social and cultural needs, and be willing to communicate those needs to the board. Trustees must be able to work with others to reach a common goal. Trustees must be open-minded, intellectually curious, and respectful of the opinions of others. Trustees must have the courage to plan creatively and direct the creative implementation of those plans. And trustees must be willing to help with fundraising or programming events as needed. In general, trustees set library policy, employ and evaluate the director, plan for the future, monitor the library's effectiveness, be an advocate for the library, and do anything else necessary for the proper management of the library. If you are interested, please contact the Sydney Community Library. Their phone number is 217-688-2332. Or you can email the library at sydneylibrary, that's all one word, sydneylibrary@yahoo.com. Next up, we have our weekly news from the Tolono Library, and they say it's starting to look and feel a lot like summer here at the Tolono Public Library, which means that our summer programs are kicking off. On Saturday, May 31st, we'll be having our summer reading kickoff party. We'll have games and prizes, escape rooms, and our gaming lounge will be up and running in full force. Come in on the 31st from 11 to 1 p.m. and sign up for the program. Enjoy refreshments and activities. Summer reading runs all year long, and you can sign up anytime. Next, on Thursday, May 15th, tomorrow from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., we'll have Play and Learn presented by the Crisis Nursery. Next up on Friday the 16th, from 10:30 to 11 a.m., we'll have Spanish Story Reading Time. On Wednesday, May 21st, from 9 to 10 a.m., is Coffee Talk. Come on in and enjoy it. Also on Wednesday, May 21st, from 4:30 to 6 in the late afternoon, we'll have Teen Lounge. The activities will be posted, and light refreshments will be available. As always, please check out our Facebook page and our website for all the information on upcoming events at the Tolono Public Library. Next up, we have some information about the recent fire in Tolono, which was extinguished with the help of many local fire protection districts. This article by Fire Chief Chris Humer of the Tolono Fire Protection District. Members of the Tolono Fire Protection District were called for a working fire at 606 North Calhoun Street this evening at 6:50 p.m. When crews arrived, they found the back of a garage on fire and spreading to another garage to the east. Crews pulled multiple hand lines to extinguish the fire. It was finally put out at 7:15 p.m. Investigators from the Central Illinois Fire Team were called in to investigate the fire. The fire is still currently under investigation. We would like to thank our mutual aid fire departments for their assistance in this undertaking. Fire protection districts and volunteers came in from Savoy, Pisodum, Philo, Tuscola, Metcalf 911, and Aero Ambulance. There were no injuries reported in the fire, and no homeowners were displaced because of this fire. Thank you to all our neighbor communities for their help. In this week's news from Parkland College, we learned that they are adding more electrical vehicle charging stations. Parkland College recently added two more new electric vehicle charging stations on campus. These new charging stations are located in the B7 parking lot, and they're now available to use thanks to the help of an Illinois Green Economy Network grant. As part of the college's annual membership fee, the Illinois Green Economy Network, which is called IGEN, they awarded Parkland a $5,000 grant to use for green initiative projects across the Parkland campus. Parkland Physical Plant Director Tony Burns notes the college has been using these grants to expand the EV charging footprint on campus for the past several years. The two new EV charging stations join three others in the southwest corner of the B7 parking lot, and an additional four EV charging stations are located in front of the Park Hill Applied Technology Center on the college campus. The chargers are all level 2 with standard J1772 plug-ins. Those who own a Tesla vehicle will need an adapter to use the electric chargers at Parkland. These chargers are now open to staff and students on a first-come, first-served basis. Visitors who utilize these chargers are asked to be courteous of other EV owners and to not take up a parking space when it's really not needed. The Philo Library has now published their schedule of events coming up for the rest of May and June, and they have a lot going on. We're just going to list the big ones. May 17th, which is Saturday, May 17th, is watercolor painting. On June 4th, Micro Marvels. This is an interactive program in collaboration with the Museum of the Grand Prairie. On June 9th, we have Read with a Dog. We'll have dogs available. And there's a kids session starting at 11 for grades K through 3. And then for children in fourth grade and up, Read with a Dog will start at noon. Then on June 11th, Scaly Encounters. You can guess what this is going to involve. Will be held at 1 o'clock, and this program is in collaboration with the Museum of the Grand Prairie. Next up, on June 16th, is a puppet workshop. For little kids, grades K through 3, activities will start at 10:30 in the morning. And then for older kids, fourth graders and up, puppet workshop will start at 1 p.m. June 23rd, we'll have a program of painting with Miss Lisa for older kids, fourth grade and up, at 1 o'clock. June 23rd is the Pajama Party and Stuffy Sleepover, starting at 6 p.m. with story time and a stuffy drop-off. This is going to lead to a lot of late-night fun. And then finally on June 24th, next day is breakfast with the sleepover kids and stuffy pickup at 10 a.m. This will include a light breakfast, and you can go home with your stuffy. Do stay in touch with the Philo Library to get more details on these wonderful events. We also have some news notes from The Giving Place, which started as a way for their church and other community churches to minister to the Unit 7 school district and help those in need. If you know of any individuals or families in need, please encourage them to visit The Giving Place on Wednesdays from 4 to 6 p.m. A very large thanks to the Philo Exchange Bank for using their Shred Day to support The Giving Place. And a big thank you to Unity West Elementary teacher Lauren Hamilton for the large donation of food and cash. We're so grateful to see the youth of our community giving to those in need. Also, thanks to all who continue to donate to The Giving Place. On Wednesday, this last Wednesday, The Giving Place served 9 families, including 21 people and 10 children, by donating to them $500 in 10 boxes of food at about $50 per box. Thanks to Linda, Pastor Deb, Sharon, Karen, Joellen, Pastor Gail, Dale, and Mike for serving our clients Wednesday night. Please stop by our Burger or Hot Dog in a Bag fundraiser May 16th and 17th during the Tolono Citywide Garage Sales. This concludes our reading of this week's edition of the South Champaign County Today. My name is Lori Talkington for the Illinois Radio Reader, and I invite you to join us again next week.